This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tom, are you comfortable saying I love you?
I say I love you to my espresso martini every morning. It's the best part of getting up. The best part of my coffee every morning is the Kahlua. I love it. Yeah. Is that what we mean?
You. No, because apparently deleting our dating app is the new way to say I love you.
Oh, so you don't... There's no more Facebook status?
No, we now take an average of 137 days in a new relationship to say I love you. 25 days longer than we did in 2014.
I don't see an issue with that. I've been with Wayne 18 years and I'm yet to say it. No, that's not true. I have said it before. Oh, that was right. That was when we were shopping, wasn't it? It's easy to love someone when they're paying for it.
Researchers have put out delay to share the love down to a growing use of dating apps. And more sexual fluidity as well.
Look, I think of the old days when we went out and dated. You know, remember back in the Depression when they used to have, you know, prohibition? You remember back then, don't you, Warren?
Yeah.
And then...
Did you have a telephone back then? Or you hadn't had it installed yet?
Oh, I've had one. I've had one in my shoe for years. Yeah. But you know, look, we went out and you spent hours at a club or a bar or a cafe and you thought, oh, you know what? It took me a while to snag you. I might as well keep you.
And then you had a few drinks and you said, I love you.
Well, no, I would have waited to see what it was. Yeah, what happened later on. But anyway, but I'm just saying, but you went to a lot of effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you kept them. But I think now it's so easy. Oh, God, I've got that one now for 2 minutes. Boom. Oh, move it on. So yeah. I think it's easy to throw over what you would have kept a few years ago.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But how long? So if you were in a new relationship, I mean, hypothetically speaking, how long do you reckon you would take?
I went to press a button. Am I here or there? I pressed the button.
You're on air.
Oh, how long did it take me to tell him I liked
him? Yeah, now, if let's hypothetically say you were just, you know, you're on the dating scene now and you met someone.
I would say, I'd be honest, I don't have a time frame. If I loved somebody and I really felt that I loved somebody,
I would
think about it too, I would say it straight away. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because some other stats came out of this research as well.
Oh, you know I love a statistic or what do you call it?
Apparently it takes us an average of 4 days and 36 messages to swap numbers.
4 days?
4 days and 36 messages.
Oh, so this is on the
on the apps.
What are you doing tonight? You looking for any ups up?
I don't know about this one. It's saying it takes an average of 1 week for users to agree to meet for a date.
Well, that's definitely not... Grinder.
No.
No. Hello, you've been on 3.5 minutes. Hello, welcome.
Yeah. It takes an average of 10 dates before a relationship is discussed.
You see, that's when I would run.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think that's
warning. Yeah.
And 51, I like this one though. 51% of us would be more likely to date someone who made us laugh over someone they were aesthetically attracted to.
That's true. It's the best way. To anyone, is their funny bone.
Absolutely.
Hey, but listen, you give me all these statistics. I am sick of statistics. These sound like these come from the Pons Institute.
They do.
Do they? Yeah. What professional institute? Oh, it was from the Pons Institute. It magically will go in. We don't know what else to do, so let's make up bullshit about people dating. Oh, no
and
issue.
They had their white
Hang
coats
on, there's
on.
Another one here. What is it? 68% would swipe left on someone who's just looking for fun. I don't get that.
No.
Is left good or right?
I'm not sure. I don't have one of the swiping ones.
Oh, there's more. Oh, hang on. The Pons Institute are putting out more statistics. Here we go. 53% would swipe left on a phone featuring an Instagram handle. Wow. Thank God for the Pons Institute.
The Pons Institute.
Yeah. They couldn't fix your wrinkles, but they can tell you when you're getting laid. Yeah.
Tom, have you seen the company responsible for all things sucking and blowing?
Yes.
Has announced last year a $2.7 billion electric vehicle program.
I got shares in this stuff. Anything that's sucking and blowing, I've got shares in it.
Yeah. It's that Dyson company.
Don't ever get that cord under your bits because it ain't coming off, let me tell you. Ain't like the old Hoover.
Yeah. They've announced some headway. The company has unveiled plans to turn an old airfield into its vehicle testing site.
Okay, so Dyson's are going to make an electric car.
They're going to try and make an electric car using a disused airfield in England that's going to be fitted out with engineering workspaces.
And we'll have new technology that, you know, gets rid of pet hair and
just I mean, while you drive, it vacuums the road.
I like the idea of an electric car, but have you seen how much my power bill is? Thank you. I'm not paying for this stuff. It's getting more expensive than petrol. I mean, look, really, the whole idea of electric cars have to be over. We can't afford electricity.
But apparently they're cheaper to charge than a petrol car. And if you've got solar panels, it's even cheaper. But Dyson said on Thursday it expected to be on the road around 2021.
That's close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that far away. The company hopes to add another 300 positions. They've already got 400 people working on their team at this airfield. How's that? A car that never loses suction.
Well, they're going to be very popular down the back of the Laird on Friday night. Yeah. Come on down to Wet on Wellington. Dyson's electric car is being tried.
But answer me truthfully. Oh.
Yeah, I'm never going to tell you the truth.
I want to know, seriously.
Ever.
I'm watching your nose to see if it grows. I want to know.
Oh, I can lie. I could stand in court and lie.
I want to know.
I can't lie straight in bed.
Do you ever lie about your age?
Yeah, of course. I'm 50. Do you think I'm going to tell people that shit? I tell you what, let me tell you, on a dating site, that gets you nothing.
But you can get caught out on dating sites because, you know, I think I might have put...
Yeah, but if you tried to say that, younger, that shit ain't working, sweetheart. If I turned up, you'd believe it.
And then if something serious happens, you get caught out. And you've got to say, hey, you know what, I might have knocked a couple of years off. And I say, oh, for security reasons, I don't want people to be able to identify my birthday. That's why I did.
Is that your excuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why don't...
No, see, I haven't... everything's
correct.
You'd
be better off to tell everyone you're 90, so when they turn up, they won't be disappointed. I mean, no use telling someone you're 33. That's you're going to turn up and go, whoa. You know, if you said, oh, here comes an old 90-year-old, you go, hey, you look all right for 90.
Well, a man has been taken by surprise.
It happened in Joy not long ago, wasn't
he
it?
He and his wife were arrested after police raided the brothel that they were operating that was disguised as a nail salon. But that's not the only shock or surprise that he got.
You likely a jail? No. Have you the Korean nail salon? That was my favourite thing. They go, you like clear your gel? Yeah. No. You're here for a little special bit out there. I've been to this salon. I work there. Sometimes they call me Ting Tong.
Well, he found out that his wife was actually 20 years older than he'd believed.
Oh, shit. So he thinks he's going to be dating a 25-year-old. The wife, 45.
The police were asking for her ID. And
he's been married to her. And he's never seen
married,
her ID.
So they were asking for her ID, and, of course, the police were looking them up on their database or system, whatever they had, couldn't find her, and she was forced to admit she'd been using a fake ID.
The 27-year-old husband.
So the 27-year-old husband
believed that his 50-year-old
wife was only 30.
Oh, God, I love... You know what? If there wasn't stupid morons like that in the world, half the people wouldn't get laid or married. This is the only reason half of us get laid. Well, you know, it's because they're idiots.
Well, you know what? It's actually quite sad because the wife's sister told police that she had to lie because she believed that he wouldn't marry her if he knew the truth about her age and
correct.
About her previous divorce.
Correct. I'm a 50-year-old and I have a 27-year-old. I'm telling you, if my 27-year-old brings home someone younger, older than me to marry, that's not happening.
No.
That's creepy.
But does it matter?
Look, it doesn't matter. Look, it's not about how old you are or where you're going. It's about how much money you got, isn't it? I mean, let's be serious.
Don't lie about your income. That's what you're saying.
Hey, I don't lie
about your age.
I've got no income.
Don't lie about your income. Tom, I've got a story for you. Companies in Australia are labelling booze as pure, fresh, natural and sugar-free to make them more appealing to us, according to research from Curtin University.
Not adding sugar? Yeah. That's what we were talking. I had Michael, and he's talking about fairy floss. I had one last night.
Did you?
Was it the pink thing? And he tips fairy floss over the top of it, and it goes magically like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It'll be in the next book.
Well, because we're becoming increasingly more health conscious, alcohol manufacturers have recognised this.
Me too.
And are trying to make their product more appealing.
You saw that. I had cranberry in my vodka. It's for my prostate. I don't like it personally.
The co-author of the paper commented that in recent years we've seen a development of supposedly healthier products in most alcohol categories, products such as low-carb beers, low-calorie wines, and low-sugar and gluten-free.
Yeah, but you know what? to me, it's just they've taken out all the goodness out of everything. Low calories, low sugar, gluten-free. Oh, my God's sake. Drink water then. For God's sake, we drink alcohol for fun. Well, they always try to take the fun out of life. I give up.
And
all, time.
Also, to the other news, according to the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics report.
Not from the Ponds Institute?
No, this is not from the Ponds Institute. This is serious stuff. Total alcohol consumption in 2017 was on average 9.4 litres of pure alcohol per person.
Daily?
No, for the year. So that's that's pure alcohol. So and that equates
a day.
That equates to 38 bottles of wine.
Okay.
224 stubbies of beer.
So if I'm drinking the 9 litres and if someone's got the other 0.4, you know, who's drinking the other 0.4 a day?
So it's gone down. We haven't had this we haven't drunk this little alcohol since 1961.
So we become bloody hippies from the 60s.
And
what are we all walking around on mushrooms now, are we? It's back to the old hippie days.
So the biggest drop was in the consumption of beer. So we now drink roughly as much wine as we do beer.
No, I'm disgusted. You will not play a song yet. Listen here, Australia, or we'll not become last in the alcohol. Get out there, have a drink. It's early in the morning. Yeah. Have one for breakfast.
It's 1 minute to nine.
How dare they say. I mean, those Germans drink more beer. Next minute they'll say the Koreans do it better than we do. I mean, oh, they've thrown it all away. I'm over.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.